you guys lead the NFL in percentage of passing yards from play action. Why do you think play action has worked so incredibly well for you guys all season?
Because the O-line, you know, made it their goal to that we was going to get it done on the ground. Our ground game leads the NFL right now, and that definitely helps out with, you know, play action.
What are the keys for you and for Robert in terms of the fake to sell the run in that situation?
A good mesh. A good mesh makes it definitely a lot tougher to see if you're actually running the ball or if you're disguising it to pull this. But he does a great job. We've just over the time we've been here, we've gotten a lot better with our meshes, not only on play action, but as well on our option series that we've been doing. I mean, we've just been getting a lot better on our meshes, and it makes it a lot easier, a lot harder for defenses to figure out who has the ball and who doesn't.
Alfred, just a couple of questions about the game this past Sunday, one of the most historically significant games probably in franchise history. Have you gotten a chance to rewatch it or see any of the highlights, and just your take on your performance? And also, who have you heard from, and how much different was the reaction toward you after the game than a normal Sunday?
I've watched clips from it, and we'll watch some more game film today on it, kind of review right before we get onto, you know, watching the Seahawks, because we weren't able to do it at the beginning of the week. But I mean, after a big game like that, it was a normal, you know, I guess expected. There's people reaching out to me, family, friends, that type of deal. I mean, I think after the game I had like 130 text messages, which wasn't too bad. I mean, it was a lot worse than that before, you know, a couple of voicemails. But I mean, that was about it. I mean, it's pretty simple, the usual, nothing unexpected.
Alfred, what do you know about Seattle's defense? They're pretty good against the run. And what are your thoughts about going head-to-head with Marshawn Lynch?
They got a great defense. I think, if I'm not mistaken, they're top 10 in every category. They have great players, you know, from linebackers to secondary, and especially the D-line. They have a great front four, and that's what we use, I think, defense to start. Good defense, they have good front fours, and they definitely have a good front four, and that's why they're in the top in every category. And going, I mean, head-to-head against Marshawn Lynch, that's an honor. You know, he's a great back. You know, I kind of grew up watching this guy. He's a hard runner. You know, I definitely respect his game. I can relate to the way he runs. So, I mean, it should be fun.
Alfred, after a season high by far, 33 carries, did your body feel any different, better, worse? You said you've never hit a rookie wall this year, and the success was obvious, but did you feel any different Monday and Tuesday after so much work?
No, I didn't feel any different. It was a typical, you know, Monday, Tuesday. A little soreness, nothing out of the ordinary. I mean, I'm a workhorse, you know. I told people many times, you know, I was made for this. I mean, it was a long season, 16 games. I mean, not counting the preseason games. It was a very long season, but, you know, I held up fine. Nicks and bruises here and there, but that's, you know, part of the game. If I had to, I would have went out there Monday and played it all over again.
Alfred, how have you been handling all the media attention surrounding your success?
I really don't care for it, to be honest, but I mean, I know it's part of it, and I accepted that, you know, back in college, and I knew, you know, doing this on this level that you do definitely get a lot of media attention once you, you know, when you're successful or when you're doing something negative. So, I mean, you're going to get it, and I accepted that, but I mean, that's not why I play the game. I love the game, and I'm just thankful that I get to go out there and do something I love to do, you know, not only on Sundays on game day, but, you know, during the week as well, practicing, you know, just going out there and having fun. Not too many people have fun, you know, in their job, you know. It's pretty – this is a fun experience, and I'm just loving it.
Speaking of attention, what do you think your thoughts on being NFC Offensive Player of the Week?
That's an honor, you know, with so many great backs, great quarterbacks, great just players, period, in the NFC. I mean, it's an honor to be named that, and I'm just thankful that I was able to go out there and do my part and help my team, you know, get a win. You know, like I said, me coming in as a rookie, six-rounder, you know, not much expected of you, just to go out there and to be able to do that and to accomplish some of the things I accomplished is just, it's an honor, and I don't take it for granted, and definitely not getting complacent. There's so much more work to be done, and every day I'm going out there and trying to get better.
Alfred, you guys and the Seahawks as teams have run the ball more than pretty much any of their offenses in the NFL. Given the success you guys have both had in offense, is that any kind of statement about sort of the value of a good strong running game in NFL, whether it's, you know, it's become a far more passing dominated kind of league.
Yeah, it definitely does. It goes to show that the ground game is definitely still needed. Like you spoke of earlier, you know, our play action passes. Definitely, without the run game, they wouldn't be effective as they are. So, I mean, I know like a lot of teams now pass the ball around or not, but you definitely need to run an attack. I think a lot of teams they don't go as far. It's because they don't have a rushing attack. They might have, you know, a lot of receivers, you know, get it done in the air, but you can't win games if you don't get it done on the ground as well.
Alfred, I know you're a young guy, but what do you remember about Mike Shanahan's teams in Denver, where the running back just seemed to find lanes, have big years, things like that, no matter where he came from? What do you remember about that? And you know, when you got drafted here, you know, what did you think about the opportunity to play in this kind of offense?
I was definitely thankful when I got drafted. You know, start with that. You know, just coming from where I came from, a 1-11 team, getting drafted was, you know, it was a blessing. So I'm definitely thankful for that part. And knowing Coach Shanahan's history, I knew my first goal coming in is to make the team. But I was like, I'm all in into what they're going to do. I know they're going to make me a better back. Just growing up watching the Broncos and the type of scheme they had and the success running backs will have going into that scheme. And I think they do a great job of finding running backs to fit into their scheme, because not every running back can fit into a zone offense and be successful. I really think that. So they do a great job of finding the right backs to fit their scheme.
Is it more complicated? Is it simpler? I mean, when you have to learn this offense, I mean, what – How complicated or difficult or not difficult is that?
I mean, it was like a second language when I first got here, and I was like, oh, man, you know, just coming from college, you know, having that playbook still in your head, you have to kind of erase all that and learn something new. So, I mean, it was a little difficult, but once I got the hang of it, it just became more natural, and I've got more and more comfortable with it. Now, you know, it's like second nature. I don't even think about, you know, some of the plays or just reading. I just do what I've been doing for, you know, so long, and that's running the ball, you know, running with my vision, you know, finding the holes, setting up the blocks for the offensive linemen. You know, we got a great group of linemen here. And, I just do my job. I set them up. They, you know, fit up, and I make my cuts off them. You know, it makes it a lot easier now once you know the offense.
Alfred, with Robert being able to do more of the quarterback rips in the mesh point on Sunday night, did you see a huge difference in how, say, the Eagles defense reacted versus how the Cowboys defense reacted when Robert is there to kind of add that extra element in the zone read?
Oh, yeah, I definitely did. It was a huge difference. They definitely I feel like more so they keyed on me because they felt that Robert couldn't run or he couldn't do some of the things he was able to do. It kind of came back to bite him, you know, because he was able to get some runs. But he did a smart job of not doing too much, but doing just enough, you know, get them to kind of respect it. And just it further opened up holes for us, you know, to get it going on the ground, you know. Like I was able to, you know, get a lot of good runs and be successful, find a lot of holes because they kind of had to start respecting Robert once he was able to do some runs and get something going. Because I think coming in the game, they didn't expect him to be able to run, you know, because the previous game he wasn't able to do as much. So his knee is getting better and better. So, I mean, they definitely have to account for him.
Alfred, you guys have kind of been in playoff mode for several weeks, but when you talk to elite running backs over the years, so many of their signature games came in the playoffs. As a rookie, but what do you have to do to make sure that, you know, this is just business as usual all week long for you, knowing, you know, that your performance in these games is probably going to be remembered for a long time?
Not paying attention to that, to be honest with you. Even all these big games, like Sunday night, Monday night football, all these games, I don't add any pressure to myself. Every day I come in, it's just another day at the office. Game day is another day at the office. Regardless of how big the stage is, I don't get caught up in the hype of it. I don't let the pressure of it get to me. I just go in there and do what I've been doing for so long. I've been playing football since I was 5 years old. And I just go in and I was like, just going out there and go have some fun. That's what I do. So I'm not going to think about, oh, it's the playoffs. I'm not going to think about what's, you know, on the lines, because we've been in the playoff situation since our bye week, and I don't have time to think about that. I'm going to go out there and leave it all on the field, you know, do everything I can to help my team win, and we're going to see what happens.
Alfred, a couple of your teammates have said that you and Robert are no longer rookies. Was there a moment or a time when that mentality of being a rookie quarterback kind of left your mind?
It did, but it kind of definitely happened when after the bye week, Coach Shanahan told us, like, you guys are not rookies anymore. And I was like, oh, well, let's just solve that right there. So definitely after that, I was like, yeah, we're not rookies anymore. So we definitely earned the respect, you know, the trust of our teammates. So that's an honor in itself, you know, being a rookie, and because they consider you not a rookie.